I'm here at the grave, or reputed grave, of St. Patrick, just outside Down Cathedral in Downpatrick. And I just was thinking about St. Patrick. There are many legends, of course, that are associated with the name. What we get really that is authentic is found in his confession and in the letter to the Christian. And the confession starts off in Patrick's own word: "My name is Patrick. I am a sinner, a simple country person, and the least of all believers." Patrick was born of Christian father, Christian grandfather. He was snatched by Irish raiders and brought to Ireland, sold as a slave, became a tender of sheep on Slemish Mountain. And he said this himself, he said that it is among foreigners that it was seen how little I was. It was there that the Lord opened up my awareness of my lack of faith, even though it came about late. I recognized my failings, so I turned with all my heart to the Lord my God, and he looked down on my lowliness and had mercy on my youthful ignorance. He guarded me before I knew him, before I came to wisdom and could distinguish between good and evil. He protected me and consoled me as a father does his son. And there you see the way that this man had turned to the Lord and called upon the Lord as his saviour. But what I noticed in Patrick's confession is the place of prayer in his life. I'm going to quote you another part. He said, "After I arrived in Ireland, I tended sheep every day, and I prayed frequently during the day. More and more the love of God increased, and my sense of awe before God. Faith grew, and my spirit was moved, so that in one day I would pray up to 100 times, and at night perhaps the same. I even remained in the woods and on the mountain and would rise to pray before dawn in snow and ice and rain. I never felt the worse for it. I never felt lazy. As I realise now, the Spirit was burning in me at that time." So here was a man of prayer. And later, when he felt the call of God to come to Ireland, he certainly was sustained by prayer. And we think of how this land, the island of Ireland, was transformed by the preaching of the gospel. The pagan Druid religion was dealt a great blow as many churches were formed and souls were saved and came to that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the verses that Patrick quoted in his confession, the verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Sometimes we don't know what to pray for, or how to pray, or what petitions we should bring before the Lord. But the Holy Spirit prompts us in the place of prayer. And I want you to see our hindrance there in prayer. It speaks about our weakness. He helpeth our infirmities. And we have infirmities in prayer. Sometimes the word health there speaks of somebody carrying a heavy load. And sometimes when you're dragging an enormous weight, you need somebody to come and to lift the load. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us in the place of prayer. He begins to lift the load. There are hindrances in prayer, and we feel that. Maybe you felt that even in our times of prayer. But also there is the help in prayer. The Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities. He intercedes, he groans, he comes with the wordless groanings. Matthew Henry, he says, he excites praying graces. And he makes us want to pray and to come into the place of prayer. And he encourages us. in the place of prayer. And may we be encouraged today to pray and to seek the help of God for his blessing on our land and our nation.